plate a potential nugget.
And overall, in terms of guidance for people as they think about their careers, you talk about the notion of discovery-driven career planning, right? And I liked your quote of the Times columnist David Brooks, where he says, most people don't form a self and then lead a life. They are called by a problem, and the self is constructed gradually by their calling. And you go on to say that you actually discover your calling one baby step at a time. So as we sort of wind down the podcast, what's your sense of, or what's your advice for people to think about their careers in the context of these multiple S-curves and the multiple disruptions that are happening in business and in people's lives?
So I have a couple of thoughts there. First of all, one of the things that we've seen in the research is that 70% of all successful businesses end up in a different place than they expected. So the strategy that they use to become successful is very different than the strategy that they started with. And I think there's an analog for us in our careers and in our lives is we can start out when we're 21 years old, 22 years old, having this plan. But as we end up becoming successful and using this quote from David Brooks, we don't know what that's going to look like. And so we just start taking one step forward, we gather feedback and we adapt. And over time, we will construct that life for ourselves. And we will very likely be successful if we will put one step in front of the other. But what that's going to look like, we just do not know. One piece of advice I have around that, and I think, is that whenever you're taking that step forward, sometimes there are three different options. And especially for people early in your career, you don't know what you want to do. We have two children. We have a 23-year-old. We have a 19-year-old. They don't know what they want to do yet. That is completely normal. And even I think when people are 30 and 40 and 50, they don't know what they want to do. And so when you're in that moment where you don't know, what I have found the best thing to do is to say, okay, I've got three options in front of me. I don't know which one is the best option. So what I say to myself is, okay, if I go in option A, on the other side of option A, once I get to the top of that S curve and it's time for me to jump to a new S curve, how many S curves will there be available to me? How many doors will be available to me? Is it two? Is it four? Is it 20? Option number two, is it five? Is it 10? Is it 15? Is it 100? And option number three, is it 1,000? And what you want to do when you don't know is take whichever S curve will give you the most S curves on the other side so that you can give yourself as much optionality as possible. Certainly that is important early in your career. And then I guess the last thing in building on this David Brooks is just be engaged, be fully in the sweet spot of your life every day. And then you're going to start to find these problems that you think, I need to solve this problem. And then as you're solving that problem, you will realize, oh, I've constructed a life. It will surprise you. And in many instances, it will delight you.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.